that offer a way out of war, and in the process, they have established an extraordinary movement. The Colombian War has lasted more than 40 years. It is a brutal conflict between many different armed groups who struggle for control over land and for power. All the armed groups have abused the rights of innocent people. About 5,000 people are killed every year in the war, and most of these are civilians. Massacres happen almost every week. Since 1985, more than 2 million people, 1 in 20 Colombians, have been forced to abandon their homes because of the war. And disappearances and kidnappings are widespread. In 1999 alone, more than 3,000 people were kidnapped. As deadly as the war is, even more people fall victim to the general violence of the society. Colombian cities have some of the worst murder rates in the world due to the lack of justice and huge chasms between rich and poor, urban and rural populations.
Okay. The introduction is telling us about Colombia so that we can understand what the kids in this book are talking about when we read their stories. Sounds like the war in Colombia is not a big war between Colombia and another country, or even a war between two main sides within Colombia. Instead, there are a whole bunch of little groups in Colombia, each trying to gain power and expand its territory. Small gang-like groups like these are called guerrilla groups, and they tend to launch small, quick attacks rather than having long battles. Besides the war, there's a lot of violence on the streets in Colombia. The introduction says this is because of the huge chasms between the rich and poor urban and rural populations. I know a chasm is a big gap, like a canyon in the earth. I guess it can also be a big gap or difference between groups of people, like the rich and the poor, or city people and country people. Let's continue reading near the bottom of page 2, where it says, "The war expanded rapidly during the 1990s.
The war expanded rapidly during the 1990s, fueled largely by illegal drug money. Colombia is the world's leading producer of cocaine. As displaced families poured into towns